And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. Today, I would like to talk about God's will, how to know God's will. And I think it's going to be a good program because a lot of people ask that question. So let's talk about how to know God's will. Let's begin with a very simple thing that you need to know, and that is God's will. You know God's will within. You know God's will within, even when you were a little child. You knew God's will. How? By intuition. You just knew in your heart. When you were a little tiny child, you saw things and you knew things. And if somebody was unfair, you knew they were being unfair. You didn't have to go to school and study ethics or anything. You didn't have to have anybody tell you that someone was being unfair or being cruel. You just saw it. I was reading a book yesterday by Anne Lamott. Anne Lamott is a very good writer, and she's well known as a good writer who writes about writing. She writes about writing, and people who are interested in writing and improving their writing will read Anne Lamott. She wrote a book called Bird by Bird, and she has a very nice chapter in her book entitled Broccoli. Incidentally, if you're interested in writing, you might want to get her book. But it's called Broccoli, and she's really talking about intuition. She uses the term broccoli to give her intuition a name, because it's hard to name what it is. But it's a wordless knowing. It's not intellect. It's not rational thought. It's not figuring things out. See, nor is it imagination, daydreams and pipe dreams and visualizations. It's a quiet knowing. It's a wordless knowing. It's a knowing without words. And in the chapter, she talks about when little kids, a lot of times, for example, they'll see mommy go into her room crying, and they'll say, "Why is mommy crying?" And then somebody will say, "Oh, she's not crying. She just has allergies." Or, "Dad's not home," and they wake up and, "Where's daddy? Why isn't daddy home?" "Oh, daddy came in late and then he left early, so he came in and he left early." See, but it's a lie, and the child knows it's a lie. Mommy really was crying and daddy didn't come home last night. The kids know it's a lie, but they have to pretend it's not a lie or they get in trouble. See? Little kids know things. See? And so the point is that we have this intuition, and that's how you know God's will. See, what is God's will? What is God's will? God's will is basically that we don't hate other people. He doesn't want us to hate other people. In fact, hate is not, I'm going to use a different word than hate, because everybody says, "Well, I don't hate people." Oh, yes, but you resent people. So let's use the term resentment. God doesn't want us to resent other people. Okay? He doesn't want us to resent other people. Other people are imperfect. They make mistakes. They're confused. They're lost, even as you make mistakes, and you are imperfect. See? We get so caught up in looking at other people's wrongs that we don't see our own. See, we don't see our own wrongs. You're imperfect. And so people, if somebody judges you for your imperfections, why, you cry injustice. It's not fair. "I'm doing the best I can," you say, right? But then when they make mistakes, then what? Then you resent them. But a lot of us are so guilty, are so full of resentment. That's right, full of resentment. That we're guilty all the time. Because resentment is wrong. See? Okay, so let's get back to intuition. It's very important. It's a very important topic. This topic is so important. If you could follow me, you can follow my logic, follow my thinking, and realize. See? So if you could realize in your own inner light of truth, if you could see for yourself what I'm saying, then your whole life could change for the better. your whole life can change for the better. You start following your intuition, what you know in your heart, see, and stop listening to what everybody else says, and following wrong ideas, and trust what you know in your heart again. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. We're talking about how to find God's will. See, so where do we look? See, we make the mistake of looking. See, we're so externalized. We are totally corrupted. Most people are absolutely and totally corrupted. And they're so corrupted, they're so fixated to other people with their love and hate and lusts and anger. See, they're so fixated to other people, they've totally lost touch with their own intuition. See, people like Albert Einstein, he remained close to his intuition. Someone like Albert Einstein, for example, that's where his ideas came from. See, that's where his ideas came from. It came from intuition, then it became, you know, like an image, an imaginative image, and then it became formulas and thoughts, so on, but it came from intuition. He was inspired. Okay? And how about people in the Bible? Paul, Peter, Isaiah, Jeremiah, the prophets, they were inspired. See? They were inspired. And how were they inspired? They were inspired from within. God gave them to know what to write, and they wrote. They were inspired from within, so let's talk about intuition. That's your closest link to God. That's how you can know God's will. And His will is very simple. See, He may have some purpose for you, just like He had a purpose for Moses, for example. Moses, you know, grew up and lived 40 years, learned a lot of things, gained a lot of experience, see, and then when he was 40, then Moses went out and lived in the desert for another 40 years as a sheep herder out there. See, God had plans for him, and after due time and with due seasoning, see, and in the fullness of time, then God had a purpose for Moses, and he was able to use Moses. Moses was his servant, see. Now, wouldn't that be beautiful if God had something for you to do? Well, he might. He might very well have a purpose. It may not be as big as the Moses thing, but it could be something very important. Well, you know, how about the nice man who brought a geometry book to Albert Einstein, for example? See, how about that man? Maybe he was inspired to do that. Who knows? See, who knows? But the point is, there may be some purpose for you somewhere along the line. But right now, see, don't look for any big earth-shaking things to do. Start with the little, follow the little things. And how will you be able to do God's will in little things? By paying attention to your conscience. You have to find your conscience, find your intuition. You have to find your intuition. Okay, you have to identify it, find it. Touch bases with it, connect with it. OK, okay? And then do it. Do what you know in your heart is right. Okay? So if you're not looking for your, if you're not looking to intuition, if you're not looking to what you know in your heart, if instead you're listening to other people, see, if you're looking in books, if you're looking to authorities, to teachers and professors and experts, and psychiatrists and technocrats and all kinds of experts, if you're looking to them, see, you're looking in the wrong place. If you're looking to books, if you're looking to preachers and theologians and philosophers, see, you're looking in the wrong place. Look, see, to your intuition, which is your connection to God. See, your intuition is your connection to God. You were close to it when you were a little tiny child, but now you're so low. Now what has happened? First of all, you become totally corrupted and fixated to the outside through your loves and hates. See, and then you've been totally brainwashed. You've been taught to look outside. You've been taught to ignore your intuition. Or people say, oh, well, it's a woman's intuition. Or they confuse intuition with imagination. See, they subtly mislabel it. They poo-poo it. See, so that's what we all do. We don't trust ourselves. We don't listen to what we know in our heart. Then we do the wrong thing and then we could kick ourselves. What did I do that for? See, a lot of times you meet somebody and you know he's no good. You have a sense that he's no good. But you get involved with him anyway. And then months or years later you say, oh my God, what did I get involved with him for? You knew, ahead of time you knew. See, but you ignored what you knew in your heart. See? So the first thing is to find your intuition. Now that's why I have a meditation. See, most of us are so lost after all the corruption from the outside. After being hypnotized and fixated to outside people and outside knowledge, see, you're totally lost and immersed in a soup, a mental soup. And so you need to be able to get out of that mental soup and stand back. So you can find your intuition. That's what my meditation will help you to do. You should get my meditation and give it a try. Hello everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Yes, my name is Roland. Welcome back. Life could be oh so sweet. Life could be oh so sweet if you just found your intuition and began to follow it. And then you could become a friend of God. Did they say Enoch? Enoch was a friend of Enoch walked with God. So how do you become a friend of God and know God's will? Just start to follow what you know in your heart. See, even the Pope, the new Pope, Pope Francis, is it Pope Francis? You know, he said in a letter, then he explained it and said it just as well or even better. he basically said, they asked him about, well, how about atheists and how about people that don't believe in God and so on and so forth? Can they be saved? And he said, all they have to do is just, you know, follow their conscience and obey their conscience, or follow what they know in their heart and do what they know in their heart is right. See, that's how they can get to know God and live a good life. See how sweet that is? It's very beautiful. Well, that's what it boils down to. Okay? So can you see now how you can actually be hypnotized by nice words, by religious words? See, philosophical words, good. You could be fixated to somebody on the outside, see, who has nice words. And you're fixated to their words and you miss your intuition. See? So the way it should be is intuition first, last, and always. Intuition, intuition, intuition for every moment of your life. See, you move delicately like a symphony plays one note at a time. You move delicately one moment at a time. See, always checking with your conscience. See, your conscience won't feel like conscience. See, I've always said that intuition doesn't. Conscience is your intuition when you don't follow your intuition. Then it feels like conscience. See, it's actually a proof that God exists, and it's proof that God is good, and it's a proof that God cares about you. God exists, God is good, and God cares about you. And how do you know? Because of your conscience. See, if you do something wrong, if you hate your mom, hate your dad, if you're phony with somebody, if you're impatient with your kids, see, if you're sneaky and dishonest, you sense it deep down in your heart. You don't feel right about it. Well, how do you, what is that? That's your conscience. That's God's inner light. See, saying wordlessly, without words, saying, hey, that's not right what you're doing. It's not right. It's wordlessly saying it's not right. You made a mistake. That's what it's saying. Okay, so now we know what God cares about. So we know he's good because he cares about people. He cares that we shouldn't hate other people. He cares that we should be honest with people and not phony. And see, that's what he cares about. That's what God cares about. Those important things, which you also know in your heart are important. See, so God cares about the same things that you care about when you love what's in your heart. You see what I mean? You see people on the outside, the authorities on the outside, they act nice, they say all the right things, they have all kinds of degrees on the wall. But a lot of times, what? They're phony, they're mean, they talk at you instead of to you, they mislead you, they try to bamboozle you with knowledge. See, they try to bamboozle you with knowledge. They want to make you think you need knowledge, religious knowledge, all kinds of knowledge. But you don't. See? Like what I say to you, how about me? I've written 17 books. 17 books about psychology, about metaphysics, about cosmology, about science, about physics. See, I've written all these books. And where does that come? Where does it come from? It comes from my intuition. See? So all you need to do is find your intuition, which has always been there. You were close to it when you were a little child, and you fell away from it. Now you become hypnotized, and you become fixated to the outside. And everything on the outside causes images to rise up in your mind and emotions. And so you have this, imagine you have this, you're lost down in your thinking, lost between your ears, all kinds of images and daydreams, and which become nightmares. See, and emotions, love and hate and lust and violence and unhappiness and anxiety and, see, and highs and lows and ups and downs. See? So not only have you gotten lost in thinking, so you can't find your way back, with it, but you can with my help. Very simple. You can get the meditation within 5 minutes. Within 5 minutes, you'll have found your intuition. You have gotten out of your thinking, out of emotions, and will have reconnected with your intuition. Then the rest is up to you. Will you follow it? See, will you follow your intuition or not? If you do, well, then your life will be on the mend. And see, all the good things, creativity, virtuesy. Virtue is not something you slap on from the outside. Virtue, it comes from within. See, if you do what you know is right in your heart, then that's virtue. See, if you follow your intuition. See, the other thing about intuition is, for example, I can go into a bookstore, thousands of books, thousands of them, and I kind of look at a shelf here and a shelf there, and then here's a book. It sort of interests me. See, it's given to me to be interested in that. Then I pick up a book and I sort of open up and page through it, and all of a sudden I see something. And I open up the book, and then I see something, and it's like highlighted, sort of, you know, by my intuition. And then I realize, I see that, see, or either it's a little clue, a little piece of knowledge that I'm getting, see, that's good to have it. That's good to have because my intuition is leading me to it. And then at some point, it'll all be, all these little bits will be collated in the inner light. And then good things come out, like my books, for example. And what I say to you now, and my realizations. See? So intuition leads to finding little clues out there. And those little clues, my intuition bears witness to them. Even if I read the Bible, I pick up the Bible, I read little something, and my intuition bears witness to it. The words on the outside bear witness outside to my intuition. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes, it's a very good book, Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You really ought to get it. See, a lot of us have relationship issues, you know, with our husband, with our wife, with our partner. Or we see our parents had issues, and see, these issues that people have, you know, where we get upset with other people and they irritate us, we get angry with them and we argue with them and all that sort of thing. It's a big distraction. See, it's a big distraction. We hurt them and they hurt us, and they distract us and we distract us, and then you get caught up in guilt. See, guilty for resenting them, and then you're nice to them, and see, you're trapped between love and hate. See, you can get completely trapped. But we should be able to live side by side like beautiful flowers, both in the sunlight, both loving the light, living in the light, but in the love and warmth of the sunlight, side by side. See? Growing happily and beautifully. Okay? So if you get my book, it'll help you with your relationships. You won't hate your... So you can stop hating your husband, stop resenting your wife, stop being impatient with your kids. Many wonderful blessings can accrue to you. Okay? Now, the other thing I wanted to say about this inner light of from God, I call it intuition. When we sense it, it's intuition. Becomes conscience when we make mistakes. So a lot of us, we made a lot of mistakes. So if you start to get better, if you get my meditation, start to practice it, which you should, then you'll begin to see where you messed up. It'll rub your nose in it a little bit, and it'll be painful. But it's just painful to your ego because you always want to be right. See, we play God. The reason that people avoid conscience and avoid their intuition is because they want to play God. See, they want to come up with knowledge and lord it over other people and impress other people with their knowledge as if they were God. See, people want God. We almost can't resist. We almost can't resist. See, so now you see why people avoid conscience. See, now you see why people avoid intuition. But if you humbly love your intuition, then you will have knowledge. You'll have great insights. But the other thing I want to mention that's very important is that it has a nice modulating and regulatory effect on your life. See, a lot of us now, we've become under the influence of bad things on the outside, chaotic things, cruel things, vicious things. So you need to come back to the authority of your intuition, because it is loving and it is kind and it is gentle, and it will be a soothing balm to your mind and emotions. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org. Or cleansecounseling.org. Well, thank you for listening. You ought to get my meditation. The 5-minute one is free. It's very beautiful. And the 4-part meditation is outstanding. So you should get those. If you don't, you're kind of dumb. Or you're avoiding your intuition. You're avoiding conscience. So I heartily recommend that you check out my books and meditations and so on. My name is Roland. I thank you much for listening. Please come back again next week or listen to this program and others in my archives at talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.